It's 100.3 Philly's R&B. Mina Say What in your midday. I have a friend joining me today. Lil Mo, the superwoman, joining us, the voice.
Mina, say what? What's happening, sis?
Mo, yeah. I haven't talked to you in forever. What's been going on with you?
Everything is everything. Like, I can't complain. I'm just back outside doing a lot. And, you know, good to see you still doing your thing because, you know, being a new mom, I know, like, see, whew, people don't understand the balance. I got 5 kids and a grandbaby, so I'm balancing like your friend.
I don't know how you do that. Now that I'm an actual mom, I have so much more respect for other women. And not that I didn't have the respect before, but it's like... Yeah. It's like different now. Like, wow, you got more than one. How? And you have a career in the music business. How? Like, yeah. I really am in awe of women like you that are balancing all of those hats.
I realize it really takes a village because, like being a mom is an overwhelming experience as it is because you're really like, okay, I have a whole human that I have to be, you know, under my care and control, and I have to nurture and I have to do my best. But, you know, what we do for entertainment, I travel a lot. So it was a lot of missed things, but at the same time, I always had immediate family. My parents helped me out a lot. My sister helped me out a lot. My village really is strong. So my village's blood is my bloodline. So that was a blessing. So with that, but for people who don't have that, I always applaud and salute them. I'm like, how do y'all do it?
Right.
Because now, like, it's hard. It's always hard. Like, when I have to leave my kids and they're big, and even though they get on my nerves, it kind of hurts me. I'm like, 'cause you just never know, especially nowadays. You just like, I just want to make sure they're safe. I want to make sure I'm giving them the best life. I want to make sure I'm doing everything I can as a mom. I want to make sure I'm doing everything, you know, to instill and impart in them that, you know, life is real and it's real out here. You know, I'm not with none of my exes before. So, like, it's really just me as a single mom and the help that I get from my family. So it's a whole different dynamic. So to anybody that's a single mom, whether you're raising a child you birthed or raising someone else's, yo, I salute you for real, because it's not a game. It's not easy.
Right.
Woo, child.
Yeah. So, Mo, you're talking about traveling a lot. You're actually going to be in Philly with Monica and Tweet on November 22nd. This is going to be the show, girl, because all of y'all can sing. Are and you excited about it? Like, what are you planning for it?
Beyond excited, because, first of all, Philly, you know, I lived out there a couple of years ago for a couple of years. So that's like my second home. So people like you, when you gonna come back and do, you know, y'all like to say out in Philly, they love to say stuff like, well, we don't want to be jail, and you're feeling me, like, they don't want to be hype, but it's a couple of people that slid in my DM was like, well, what time do you go on and what is you singing? Can I add this to your set list? I was like, well, you know what I'm saying? So I was just like, yeah. So, but the fact that I get to come back to my second home and get to be amongst singers that sing, you know what I'm saying? For my generation, I know it's gonna be a vibe. We at the Met, it's gonna go all the way up. That's who I came up with. That's who I grew up in the game with. For Monica, like, we used to do all of those, like, shows back then. We had 106 Park back then. Tweet, me and her used to tour with Missy together back in the day.
Wow.
It was just, like, almost like an actual homecoming. We're all celebrating, like, I'm celebrating 23. I call this my Jordan year, because professionally, I've been a little more for 23 years. But technically, so between 25 and 24. So I'm a quarter century in. We all quarter centuries in. So we got, you know, time in. So this, to me, is like a, you know, like when people have, what is that thing when they go back to their school? Is that homecoming?
Yeah.
'Cause I didn't go to college.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, it's like a homecoming to be amongst the people that I came up with and then to share that with the people that grew up and came up listening to our music. Like, to me, that's priceless. The fact that we still out here touring, and let's be clear.
Yeah.
Me, Monica, and Tweet, we don't look a day older than the day we came out.
Right.
Don't play with us, because we got one of them. Like, we still look amazing and still the voices is voicing. So I love that for all of us.
Can you talk about Based on a True Story, your debut album, girl? That was my album.
Man, I call that my Jordan album, because it actually came out 23 years ago. And it's just like, that album was crazy. It came out 23 years ago, but the majority of those songs I wrote or sang when I was like, Jesus, I was probably like 21 years old. So I was singing grown people songs, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I didn't even know I ain't had nothing that I sang about then. It makes sense to me now. So just the fact that I think those songs was grown back then. The only one I think that was young and fun that would have been conducive to my age. Like, we was young.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I know if I was in my early 20s, you was in your teens.
Right,
so
I was. But still, it don't matter. In my brain, I was Superwoman. When that little came out, you couldn't tell me nothing when that came on.
It was like, that was an I remember when we did that song, it was empowering, but still that hip-hop vibe. Then it was just like the songs that I had on the album. I was like, people love Time After Time.
Yes.
They love Ta-da. Like, those are grown people songs. What was we thinking about? Taking people out? What are you doing living together at 20 years old?
Right.
You don't even know who you are. You don't even know how to wash your clothes real good. Yeah, you just getting out of your mama's house a little bit. You was trying to figure it out. But I realized now those songs where people are like, yo, I still got that album and that, Based on the True Story and Meet the Girl Next Door, a mobile all streaming platform. Before, people like, where can I get it? For years, people have asked me. They said, because I broke my CD, somebody popped the tape. You know what I'm saying? People can find it. So now that it's on all streaming platforms, it's like, people are like, yo, do you know what this album made me feel like? I can go, it made you feel. So you remember how you felt when you first heard it when you were young. Now that you're older and you listen to the words, they resonate. And you just like, wait a minute. She was giving us game and talking it talk.
Right, and we didn't know what it was.
Dude, I know I didn't, but I was just like, you know, I always hung around older and grown folks, so I thought I was grown. That's why I think a lot of people always, you know, gravitated to me, because even though I had my times, I ain't never been an angel. I just was always, I always just had like a maturity and an old soul and a spirit about me that just had like, just from who I was around, I always hung around the grown people. That's why to this day, I think that's the reason why a lot of young people from this generation, Generation Z, which they say this is a generation that don't care and know nothing at all, they'll listen to me because I'm probably one of the cool old folks that they'll listen to, because they don't listen to nobody. But I was one of the young people that didn't want to listen about it. Like, I'll find my way. But now that you have somebody that can put the medicine in the candy or vice versa, you got to help people find their way. So, yeah, I hope I've been one of those type of people.
Are you dating? What's going on in your personal life?
No, I'm touring and me being a grandma. And honestly, I found my balance. No, because you know what I realized? I was thinking about this other day and I was going crazy. I was like, yo, for 18 years of my life, if I've been in the music industry for 20 professionally, for 18 years of my life, I was married to 3 different people. So I got to get that time back that I lost. So far, I'm like, wait, so 2019, time is why. I got divorced from my last situation in 2019. So 2020, 21, 22, 23, we almost to 24. I'm like 5 years dope. You hear me? Now, you know, technically you're single because you're not married. So I'll just leave it that, like that.
Right. Okay. So we dating. We singling. We single and we mingling. Okay.
Mingling and jingling, baby. But now, you know what? I realized I found out what I was doing wrong. I was loving things and other people more than I was myself. So once I focused on that, I was like, a lot of doors started opening. So I really got focused on myself because I neglected myself a lot. I honestly wasn't living up to the songs that I was singing. I was getting paid a lot of money this last summer, 2023, to go sing. I didn't even realize half the weddings I was singing at till I got there. When I did KJ and Scott Black's wedding out in Malibu, I was like, why y'all ain't coming? They was like, because we wanted it to be a surprise. But I was singing the song, my song forever for years, about baby, as a point in my life when I'm tired of playing games. But I realized it didn't start making sense to me now that I'm not in any of those situations. So now I finally get to the point where I get to sing my song to myself.
Right. I love that. Yeah. Mo, I can't wait to see you on November 22nd with Tweet and Monica. Yeah. I'm going to slide in your DMs. Or no, I have your number. I'm going to text you and add to your set list, okay?
let me know in advance.
Mo, thank you for checking in. I appreciate you. I'll see you then, okay?
Okay.
All right. It's 100.3 Philly's R&B.